From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Wednesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio. Here this morning, we'll talk a little transfer portal, we'll talk a little NIL, let me look at some bowl stuff, also as still more than 3 weeks away from Ole Miss and Baylor and the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. There, 7:45 kick for that game there at the Caesars Superdome. Having a hard time remembering what sponsor they currently have on the side of the building, but Caesars.
Sponsors matter.
Yeah. Sponsors do matter. No, but try to get it right. I even wrote Allstate Sugar Bowl in a story this morning. So
as you wear your blue sky sweatshirt, sponsors matter.
It is what it is. So we're aware of it. That and more coming up on today's show. Speaking of blue sky, all blue sky locations in Mississippi. All you got to do is take your phone. You scan the QR code right there at the pump. That ends up being 1,000 points. You go to the app. $10 right there on that time you are filling up. $10 off immediately. There with Blue Sky for just pulling out your phone, taking a picture, and going from there with all Blue Sky locations. Lunch specials, $5.69, two sides of bread, 32-ounce drinks, and plenty more throughout Mississippi up and down I-55 and all over North Mississippi with the Blue Sky, including the Oxford Exxon. Again, competing from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for our buddy Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. Right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. It's a completely different car buying experience. You get your quote, and the rest is kind of up to you. You can shop that quote around, of course. You can use it elsewhere if that makes you happy. It's not taking no skin off his back. Or you can do what I've done four times now, what I recommend that you do, and that's hop into a Clark Ford. You will love the product. You'll absolutely love the service. Corey and the people at Clark Ford, they want to be your car guy. They want to be your truck guy. And they'll prove that to you when you make the call, 662-257-1900. Guest will join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford. Burgers, po' boys, great appetizers, great beer selection, full bar, the whole deal there at Rafters. If you're coming up to watch Army-Navy this weekend or hanging out, doing some Christmas shopping, which is probably more likely. Do that. I guess Ole Miss basketball Saturday night in Atlanta. That'll be on television as well. So you can do that. And also, don't forget, Rafters has a very popular New Albany location as well.
I thought this was interesting. I mean, Lane Kiffin griped about it at the beginning or in the middle of the season. He gave a couple quotes on it. And look, winning, losing the bowl game, we can debate the significance of that all we would really like. I mean, you know, winning is better than losing, as some people say. But for the most part, I don't think it's changing the program either way for Ole Miss or Bears on New Year's Day. But Baylor and Dave Aranda, I guess, I don't know why. To me, when I read this stat, I went, okay, that makes sense. Dave Aranda's your coach. Incredibly disciplined, Baylor. They do not commit penalties. I mean, almost to the level of, like, service academies and stuff that, mm-hmm. that typically lead the things. I found this kind of fascinating. So on offense, which is where a lot of the discipline, kind of lack of focus penalties happen from motions and different things, Baylor in 13 games committed 21 offensive penalties the entire season. 21.
Wow.
Ole Miss in 12 games committed 66 offensive penalties this season. I mean, it's like way up here, and it's like way down here.
Some of that is tempo related.
Baylor ran 888 plays, I believe, is what that was. Ole Miss ran 969 plays.
Yeah, that's still quite a disparity.
Yeah, not three times the number of plays that were run.
Knowing what I know of Dave Aranda, that's not particularly surprising.
That's what I'm saying. You just look at it, and you go, okay, sure. Yeah, just, for whatever reason, that makes sense.
Just the way he kind of, you know, contains himself on the sideline. I mean, he's pretty disciplined. You know, his shirt's always tucked in just so.
It is. Certain military feel to it a little bit.
It does. So if you told me that that's kind of a regimented thing, I'd buy it. Sure.
On defense, where it's a little more close, although Baylor's still committing far fewer penalties, and the plays were actually, I think Baylor had more plays because of the whole 13 games from a defensive standpoint. Ole Miss committed 47 defensive penalties. Baylor committed 34 defensive penalties.
Okay.
So, a little closer. A little whatever. But just, as you remember...
defensive penalties happen.
Yeah, it just is. I mean, like, half of those are targeting for Ole Miss. Mark Robinson will miss the first half of the bowl game, too, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think it moves forward.
Okay.
I think even if you do it in the bowl game, you miss the first half of the next season opener.
No joke.
I think. And it could be wrong, but pretty sure. I think that's right. Yeah, if you remember in, like, week 8, Kiffin said we lead the world in penalties, not just college football, but Little League, the NFL, you name it.
I do remember that quote.
Yeah. So, and they did not finish number one. They were, like, 128. There were actually two teams that –
were more penalized than Ole Miss.
Now, Ole Miss by far had the best record of the teams that were in that bottom five. I think it was like Toledo and like UAB or something. But yeah, that was the case there for that one. So anyway,
Georgia Rebels asking in the thread: is there a G-Pitz this week? Jay had a event that he was hosting that he had to prepare for. So as of now, there's not one.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Baylor does not know. Also, the other little bit of news, I guess if it's even news, that I forgot to put anywhere other than this morning. Baylor has no idea who their quarterback is going to be for the bowl game. Jerry Bohannon is likely back, the starter. He's had a hamstring injury. He missed the Oklahoma State game. He missed the Texas Tech game. He got hurt in the middle of the Kansas State game, so he missed 2.5 games there to end the season.
Didn't really affect him at the end of the year. They were fine.
Yeah, the other kid threw was damn good in the first half. Mm-hmm. He was like 17 of 21 with 3 touchdowns in the first half against Oklahoma State. Then he hurt his shoulder, and they just sort of handed the ball off for most of the second half, ended up winning the game there. His numbers ended up being pretty modest. He was like 23 of 29 for 180 yards or something, but did have the 3 touchdowns in the win over OSU. But Miranda said that barring some setback, Bohannon was on schedule to play in the bowl game and be the starting quarterback. So just that little bit of whatever there.
I mean, he got him there. He'd be the one you'd want him to, if you're them, you'd want him to start. Bowl games are supposed to be rewards.
Yeah, you're not going to Wally Pip the starting quarterback on a hamstring in a bowl game. Like,
no,
that's not.
I mean, you shouldn't.
I mean, that's not fair. Yes, I see it here. Deion Smith is in the portal, the former LSU wide receiver.
Really?
Yeah, apparently, yes. I'll be honest. It's not like as serious as, you know, obviously coaching searches or anything of overall significance, but we've been talking about Deion Smith jumping into the portal for, I feel like, months now at this point. And over the last couple of weeks, it's like, I've had people telling us, hey, he's doing it now. Like, you know, go ahead, you can reiterate that it's coming or whatever. And I did kind of get to a point. I had a buddy call me, I guess 2 days ago, and was like, so he's not in the portal yet. And I was like, I'm beginning to get a little frustrated. Like, I don't want to be wrong on this one. Like, surely he's going to get in the portal.
I never even considered the possibility that we were wrong.
Did you? Well, I didn't. Well,
not one time.
It's just, I cover Ole Miss. Sometimes it's like, hey, you say something and if it needs to be positive, got to wait it out a little bit. So I don't know. I just had a little bit of a yesterday when I saw that he did, in fact, jump into not a big one, but just a small sigh when I saw he went into the portal yesterday.
I figured that he went into the portal once everything was all tied up. He's one of those guys that goes into the portal knowing exactly where he's going, which I think is a lot of guys that go into the portal.
I think of the top 50 portal guys, yeah, I bet 40 know where they're going.
Like Henry Toa last year.
Knew exactly where he was
going to Alabama before he got in the portal.
We'll see if this ends up being true. I'm not 100% sure Cam Johnson out of Vanderbilt didn't know where he was going when he jumped in the portal yesterday. I think there's enough. Call it recruiting, call it whatever you want to call it. They know exactly what's going on.
Well, it's tampering, but everyone's tampering. And if everyone's doing it,
it's legal if everybody's doing it.
You're cool. Yeah. I mean, Ole Miss knows that its roster is being tampered with.
Uh-huh.
And Ole Miss knows it is tampering with rosters.
If your staff is not tampering with rosters, they're not doing their job, frankly. If you're playing Sunday school,
the only rosters that probably aren't getting tampered with are like the service academies.
Well, I mean, okay.
Stuff like that. But no, I mean, I'm just trying to be. Carry it all the way out. I mean,
nobody's probably going up and down Vanderbilt's roster and going, hey,
probably not.
I mean, like Jacksonville State might be trying to take some people from them. I don't know. Deion Smith is the Jackson wide receiver that signed with LSU and was a top recruit in his class.
Was probably the one guy in last year's class that got away that bothered Lane Kiffin the most.
Yes, he wanted Deion Smith.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I do recall that. There was some frustration with not landing Deion Smith.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, he's from Jackson Academy. Rippy will be thrilled as this moves forward.
Rippy will have a jersey.
Yeah. I saw Dabo's playing Sunday school. Saw that. He's fussing about NIL and the way college football's changing.
Well, listen, we'll get more into it in a minute. But anyone who's not paying attention to this deal at Texas, if you're not watching this and going, interesting, you are naive. Because now listen, maybe I'm in the minority. But if one job offers me $150,000 more than another job,
yeah,
I'm taking that job every time. Like if someone called me today and said, hey, look, you're pretty happy in Oxford, right? But yeah, we're fine. Kids are good. Yeah, kids are good. Carson still just started high school. Really don't want to move Carson in high school. What if we tripled your play? Pay. Now listen, you got to move to Montana. Cool. They got soccer in Montana.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that act like this isn't going to be a game-changing thing. Now, I don't have a lot of sympathy for Dabo Swinney because of the whole using almost religion as a crutch in recruiting kind of thing. But I get where he's coming from.
I understand his frustration. Not even saying that he has a justified frustration, just that I understand his frustration. Those are two different things. Because, look, if you're at a job that doesn't have something in place and everybody else has it in place, you're going to be frustrated. And, frankly, there's not a ton the head coach can do about that at any school.
No.
Because Steve Sarkisian is not the architect of the Texas plan. Just like a school that doesn't have it is not going, oh, well, you suck because you can't get that there. I mean, you know, I mean, it just is what it is. I do think a lot of schools, frankly, including Ole Miss, have several things far down the line where if you want to give this thing 90 days, I think this is going to be a predominant thing in a similar vein. Maybe not to that level because Texas has really come out strong here, but I do think it's fairly common at that point. Again, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but yeah, just sort of where that's at. Speaking of Deion Smith, LSU kind of got everything rated yesterday. Max Johnson jumps into the portal. Deion Smith jumps into the portal. They lost maybe three recruits decommitted yesterday, including their top two guys from a ranking standpoint. It was a rough day in Baton Rouge yesterday.
But they got Frank Wilson to come back. And
oh, did they?
I was told that changes everything.
Oh, I didn't see that. Is Frank coming back?
Frank left McNeese as the head coach to go back to LSU as a position coach.
You think he still got all his gear? You think he even needed new gear?
Yeah, he probably needed new gear because they update the gear all the time.
Okay. New logos and whatnot. New Nike patterns.
Just new stuff.
Yeah. But he's got a purple and gold tie somewhere, though.
Tells you where the money is, though. The money is not coaching at one of the FBS places or FCS places, no. Whatever. It's to be at the Power 5 level. That's where the cash is.
Because they're what? They're Southland?
McNeese?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that's still in the Southland Conference.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see they got Frank.
Yeah,
has Brian Kelly hired a coordinator yet?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. Frankly, he hasn't hired much of a staff yet. I think he hired a strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah, he fired Tommy Moffitt or let him go or whatever.
Yeah, because there was some talk about Moffitt maybe going to Oklahoma.
But then Oklahoma hired back the guy that had been there for decades. He was there. He was a strength coach from 99 to 17.
Oh, really? And they brought him back?
I think that is correct, yes. That's I think I saw.
So
that.
It sounds like Oklahoma is kind of trying to
put the band back together.
Yeah, I mean, having OU ties is really important for them. It's what it looks like from the outside.
That doesn't shock me there. I know very little about that school, but when you say that just from a reputation first blush standpoint, that doesn't blow me away. I'm not at all shocked by that. But we don't really know. I mean, it's their first true coaching search. I mean, I saw Kerry Murdoch talk about this on our Pubs board the other day. It's their first coaching search of the Rivals.com era.
Well, it's been good for them.
I saw those numbers, yes. I saw that. Yeah.
It's been worth the wait.
I was well-versed on that when I read Helmholtz's email the other day.
Damn. Like I talked to McQuiston yesterday, and I was like, y'all hiring?
Bring on like a whole new staff, right? Like what's up?
No, I mean, good for them. I mean, I love their site. And they do a great job. But goodness.
Yeah, I refused to give Darren Revelle the click yesterday. I did not care what he said about Texas NIL deal.
What did he say?
Oh, it's cheating and the worst thing in the world. And if he had people just listened, he would have told them. And we're back to the sanctity of college football again. And then gets mad when no one agrees with him and starts ranting on Twitter. He was frustrated with Andy Staples because Andy did not agree with him this morning. Did the whole, you know, I would think somebody with your ability would understand this kind of thing.
He's complaining about NIL?
Yeah.
Doesn't think the players should get paid?
He takes it from the vein. I don't want to give him too much time. He takes it from the vein of frustration because it's not even people who are providing any type of benefit. Like, you're literally just paying them. They're not even really doing anything. It's not even like you're doing the quarterback who could be promoting your product in any way.
All right. I've got to find it now because I want to see.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. While he's looking, I'll tell you about Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com/events. They got Holly Jolly Holiday still going through December the 12th. Get ice skating here in Oxford, the Armory Pavilion right there off University Avenue that runs through Sunday. So real ice this year right there at the pavilion. They've got some food trucks set up on certain days. You can see Santa at Visit Oxford on Saturday. Carriage rides all over the square and much more. So take advantage of that. Holly Jolly Holiday here in Oxford. Find out more information, visit OxfordMS.com/events.
All right, so I found that, I think. Okay. We'll get to it on the other side, yeah. We are also brought to you by Walk On Sports Bistro. They put everything they've got into bringing you game day with the taste of Louisiana. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine. Po' boys, gumbo, voodoo shrimp, juicy burgers, fresh salads, quality fresh ingredients you can't help but crave. They're open in Oxford this week, so go check them out. 1737B University Avenue in Oxford. They're also open in Ridgeland in the Jackson area, 720 Highland Colony Parkway. I've been to both of them. They're great. You should check them out. Be a great place. Watch a game, grab lunch, grab dinner, grab a drink, whatever the case may be. We're also brought to you by BroThrow. It's a social sports betting network, free to use. It's a really cool, fun way to bet. No third party, no juice. Over time, that saves you money. You can start your own group, make friends, invite your friends. Payment happens within 24 hours of the conclusion of your bet. You can take the other side of an existing bet, start a new bet, and more. Sign up today at bet.brothrow.com/MPW. Also brought to you by Muddy Water Camo and the code Rebel Grove. One word, Rebel Grove, all caps. Get a 35% discount on any products from the site. Free shipping on orders of $100 or more. Check out their heated vest, heated jackets, the Muddy Water Lady Camo apparel as well. MuddyWaterOutdoors.com. Promo code Rebel Grove. It's the big holiday 2021 promo for Dead Soxy. Buy more, save more. If you, on any order, if you want to enter the code Rebel Grove, you get 25% off your order. That's been there for a while, still there today. But if you order more than $120 worth of goods, enter the code HOLIDAY30, and you get 30% off. If you order more than $240, you're doing a lot of Christmas shopping. These are would make great gifts, great stocking stuffers. If you need socks, these are the best socks you will ever put on your feet. So if you order $240 or more, you enter promo code HOLIDAY40, and you get 40% off. Each tier has a code that has to be applied at checkout. Each order over $120 will get a fresh, free mesh bag while supplies last. It's free shipping on orders of $60 or more. So a lot there at deadsoxy.com. It's the holiday season. The Sugar Bowl's coming up. Holiday parties are before that. I suspect some of you who will be going to New Orleans might imbibe a time or two. You want to make sure you've got Game Changer patches at the ready. They're the only two-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch is used before or while you drink. The overtime patch is used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game and ready for the next play. So it's GameChangerPatch.com. Enter the promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout and get 20% off your purchase. Also brought to you by our buddy AC at ACS, Clay McNutt in Baldwin, Mississippi. Automation Control Systems, LLC. It's a complete electrical control system solution provider and a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator. They've got a full-time dedicated emergency service and troubleshooting staff and a UL 508A panel shop. They can service and install Rockwell Automation, Allen Bradley, Siemens, ABB, Square D, and many other manufacturers. To get in touch with them, go to acsllcms.com or call 662-601-4381.
Podcast also brought to you by Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Settle County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis, so you can local underwriting and understands your market, a leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
All right, go so ahead. Ravel says, I'm all for athletes getting paid for name, image, and likeness. But, he doesn't say but then he clearly, and it's an implied but. I'm not for name, image, and likeness masquerading as a way to cheat.
Yeah.
Darren, if it's legal, it's not cheating. It's definitely happening with agents and schools and boosters. Agents and schools, he needs a comma. And boosters seem like they are next. I mean, that's a spot where you need a comma right there. He doesn't put it. That sentence needed a comma.
Okay.
It's definitely happening with agents and schools, comma, and boosters seem like they are next. I don't even understand his point.
I mean, his point...
His point is old man screaming at the clouds because things are changing?
Well, he's Ravel. So even if you have a distaste for what has become, you have to then Ravel it and just be an idiot. So that's what's happened here. I don't agree with his point. I understand his point. His point is that it's one thing for Burger King to pay Spencer Rattler a ton of money and you do the whole a normal business relationship of marketing and advertising that would like to be at the pro level.
Yeah.
It's another to go, hey, just because you signed with a school at a position, you get $150,000. Does that make sense? Like,
but I totally disagree with him.
Yeah, I'm not agreeing, but I understand the point, is that there's one thing that says, hey, this is a promotional marketing thing, and this is just, frankly, I'm funneling you money legally.
Yeah.
That's his argument.
Yeah.
And I mean, I get the argument.
I've always said that there was a solution to this, and that was to make cheating legal, if you would.
Which they've done.
Put it all above the table.
Yeah.
And if you ever get caught doing anything under the table, the penalties are devastating. Like, coaches are banned from coaching for 5 years. No postseason for 4 years. With the transfer portal, everyone would leave. You devastate a program if you catch them. Now, the NCAA is toothless right now. There's nothing. It's over.
Sure.
So you might as well just accept it and get on with it. And if you're in a university at a Power 5 school, you got to figure it out. I mean, does it backfire on Texas? I don't know.
I don't see any way it backfires, right? I mean, what's the negative?
I mean, what you have now is you're going to have kids trying to lock into that early. And if you
Because it's being run by essentially a faceless charity,
mm-hmm.
It's not even like you get the blowback that you would if, hey, Raising Cane's or Bojangles or whatever it was doing, Bo Nix or Milo's or whatever mm-hmm. It was. Bo Nix goes and commits 8 felonies. Well, that's an idiotic thing for Milo's and something they have to deal with, or they have to drop and do the sponsorship thing or whatever. You don't even necessarily even have that negative because it's just this faceless charity that's just throwing money out at it. Does that make sense?
It does.
So I don't know if there is a negative to this.
He says offensive linemen aren't marketable, and blindly offering it to any offensive lineman on scholarship before we know their name, image and likeness isn't in the spirit of what this is all about. I always get a kick out of people talking about the spirit of what something's about.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell do you know what the spirit is?
No, it isn't. But again, that doesn't matter. That's irrelevant to the point.
I don't know that there was ever a spirit to it.
No, I don't think the NCAA, though, knowing the NCAA, said, hey, let's make it where charities come in and just pay kids blindly because they commit to a school at a position.
But they had to know that was coming.
Well, right? Yeah, 100%. It's a consequence that everybody with any understanding knew that people were going to be smart and use loopholes and do different things. And I don't blame Texas here. I'm not defending Revell or defending the asinine assertion that this is bad.
Well, like he uses the Gatorade signed UConn women's basketball player Paige Buchers, I think is how you say her name.
Okay.
If I'm mispronouncing your name, Paige, incorrectly, I apologize. As someone who has his name mispronounced routinely, I know that can be annoying. He says, Gatorade signed her to a multi-year endorsement deal 8 days ago. Today it was announced that she fractured her left knee and will be out 6 to 8 weeks. She underwent right ankle surgery in the spring, whatever. So he's basically saying that, yeah, that's the risk you take, right? When we did the deal with Chance Campbell, what if Chance Campbell blows his ACL? Thank goodness he didn't, by the way. I really like Chance. But if Chance blows his ACL in the first week of the first quarter of the Louisville game, sort of changes our deal. You can't do a deal. The one rule that's strictly enforced is you cannot do a deal that's performance-based.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Miles Brennan. He signed some pretty big stuff.
Well, and Revell gets into Brennan here. I mean, he literally picks on Miles Brennan, for God's sake. Talks about how Miles Brennan had a deal with a Ford dealership in, I assume, in Baton Rouge. Hollingsworth Richards Ford.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I'm sure it looks like a very nice dealership.
Okay.
Miles had a deal with them. And after doing the deal with the Baton Rouge dealership, he did not take a single snap as LSU's quarterback. Well, that was the risk you took when you were Hollingsworth.
Just like somebody paying Quinn Ewers $1.3 million or whatever it is.
Well, it's just like giving Carlos Correa $300 million and then he gets hurt. Life is about risk assessment, isn't it? Don't we live in an era where everything's about risk? Here's the deal. You have to figure it out. If you're in an athletics department, you've got to figure it out. You've got to partner with some people privately, frankly, to form the and I think this is happening in this state.
Yeah.
To form.
Yeah, there's a couple different things going on under the surface right now that I think will be out at some point.
Where it's kind of hidden behind charity and it's a faceless thing and guys get paid. And so you know that when you sign with School X that your NIL package before you do any of your own individual deals is worth X.
Mm-hmm.
And is that going to be a pecking order? Of course. My argument is it's always been a pecking order. So now if you're a defensive lineman at Texas, you're like, well, hey, what about us? Right? If you're a running back, what about us? I get you're taking care of them, but what about us?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make it where you can go out and recruit five of the best offensive linemen in the country, but you can't sign one of the best defensive linemen because you don't have a deal there? I mean, that's what I mean with, you know, you got to balance that out. You got to figure it out. And now everybody talks about Texas right now. I've had some people who know what they're talking about say, get your laughs in now. Take your shots now. They've got NIL. They and Georgia have NIL figured out better than anyone else in the country. Way ahead. About to launch things where winning, where losing will be impossible. I'm not vouching for that. I don't know enough. I haven't been to Austin. I haven't been to Athens recently where I could dive into that. But people that I trust tell me that. Get your shots in now.
Here's my only question. Okay. We talked about this. There's still the black market. It doesn't go away. Might look different, but it's still there.
Sure.
Some schools are still recruiting through black market means almost exclusively because NIL deals are not set up at the schools.
Yeah.
Is it actually changing the amounts or is it just being funneled in a different way?
Well,
because look, there's a thing there. Look, because I mean,
So what is Texas?
I guess that's my point.
Texas's offensive linemen are getting what now?
Well, I guess that's my point. I mean, obviously, every single Texas offensive lineman is not getting $150,000. Like, duh. Okay.
But they have that set up for 10 of them? Is that correct?
It appears to be every scholarship offensive lineman, right?
That's what it says.
That's the way I interpreted it. But my point being, you still would have the black market on the top five-star guy because he's getting more than $50,000. or whatever it is.
Of course. So those guys have been getting.
I mean, like it's almost like a little business. And I mean, I get we're getting down a road here, but
we got nothing else to do. It's Wednesday in December. They don't play for 23 days.
That's true. Well, I didn't really mean that. I just meant sausage being made.
I have no problem talking about the sausage being made.
My point is that, to me, just strictly Chase Parham, the really good running back that's coming out of wherever. If I got a guy that goes, hey, look, your deal with me is $100,000 NIL. You get here, here's how we got it set up, you're going to get it.
Oh, I know where you're going.
And this other guy goes, hey, I'm going to give you $85,000.
But it won't be taxed.
It's all under the table. Well, I don't have to report that. I don't have to file tax, not just file taxes on it, but probably have the school by that point help me do that to make sure everything stays above board.
Oh, NIL has to go through the school.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I think my gut is in 12 months, every school has a tax attorney that does nothing but help players with NIL.
I would agree with that.
I think that is a position that is about to happen.
I would think so.
So my point is that, I mean, I'm just saying, I know where I would want to go with that. I know what I'm going, hey, and hey, that's guaranteed. That's not, hey, I'm just assuming that that program doesn't fall apart before I get there. You're not saying it would. I'm just saying skepticism.
Sure. Because if the donations don't keep coming in, it falls apart.
Yeah. I know you're kind of joking, G, but I mean, seriously, like, yeah, I mean, you've got, if you're the school, you got to make sure kids don't get into tax liability issues.
Well, I mean,
because they're probably not going to do it themselves, all of them.
MPW Digital's deal with Chance Campbell was all paperwork. I mean, there was paperwork filed upon payment. I would assume there's a W, what was it, a W-2?
1099.
Yeah. That income for him will be taxed. I mean,
it will be taxed.
Yeah, so sure. I'm with Grind. I'm anti-salary cap as a rule. I'm against capping income, 1,000,000% against it. I'm totally against it. And people go, well, it's going to destroy the sport. Then it just destroys the sport, at which point nobody has an income. I'm totally against caps. Because if you carry that all the way down, are you willing to go to the restaurant, the guy that works his ass off owning a restaurant, and go, okay, listen, once you get to a point where you profit $200,000 a year on your restaurant that you've worked your ass off, that's it. You can't make more. Tell a car dealer who comes up with really creative ways to move vehicles. All right, now once you profit $250,000 a year, you cannot make another cent.
And look, the cap is not going to happen because the NCAA knew once this got put in as a thing in general, there was no turning back. It was only going to go more full steam ahead and more whatever and whatever and whatever. It was never going to be the other direction. I mean, they were never going to go, hey, let's pull back now and do this. It's just not possible. Like, that's not something that's even realistic at this point. I'm curious to watch the Texas thing.
Oh, sure.
Curious to see, frankly, what A&M does next, because I would assume they're on heels.
I would think they're setting stuff up. Yeah.
And again, everybody is to some extent. I mean, but I don't know. I mean, that was the thing to me. I mean, we talk, it's just changing the way the black market works as much as anything else. It's moving.
Baseball.
It's moving funds in a different way.
Ginger says baseball doesn't have a cap, right? They have luxury tax thresholds that essentially install a cap without calling it a cap.
Well, yeah, because at some point the penalties outweigh what you're doing.
Oh, and yeah.
Yeah.
They become prohibitive.
I mean, they don't say you can't. There's just the call.
You might have a year where you go, okay, screw it. Let's just do it this year. Let's get it done. But then you're getting rid of payroll. It's in the name of parity, but I don't know that I don't know that. But they have a lockout right now. I mean, they don't have a labor agreement. They're in for a big fight.
I know that Douglas asked, do you guys have any idea what's going on behind the scenes with Ole Miss and IO? I don't know a ton of specifics. I know there are several different factions that have done some things to put a, I don't think it looks exactly like this, but some similar things in play to be able to do some similar things and compete. I mean, I know that's being vague, but I just don't, I don't want to speak wrongly. So I don't want to get too far into it that I could take some guesses and assumptions, but then I'm going to be wrong on 20% of it. And I don't really want to do that. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I get that question all the time. And my honest answer is I really don't know. And I don't know that they know yet. Is that fair? I don't know that they know precisely what they will be able to do. What did I miss?
Nothing that you would miss. I just got a text from, I don't think he'll mind me mentioning this podcast. It's not like it's a secret. I just got a text from Rippy, and he says, how is this real? And it is a radio station in Portland, Oregon, wanting to talk to him about Kiffin to Oregon rumors this morning. So,
I will simply say this.
Have that going on.
The same people who told me, and they were right, that Lane had interest in the Miami job, was intrigued by the Miami job. I believe that to be true. People are angry at me for saying it. I stand by it. In fact, I double and triple down on it. Those same people told me he would have no interest in Oregon. I'm not going to pretend to know Lane Kiffin, but having covered him for 2 years, I don't know that he would enjoy Oregon.
I mean, the only thing that makes sense for me to have any more issues from a Kiffin coverage standpoint would be some world where Chip Kelly goes and then UCLA opens. That's the only that's the only moving around that I could use to get there at that to get to that point. So I don't. I mean, otherwise, nah. I don't think that's a thing. So.
I almost was told that so strongly that I'm hesitant to circle back and go, hey, still nothing.
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't think.
He just agreed to a new deal.
Yeah, if nothing else, I think that puts it on the bed of having to worry about that right now. So I don't think that's a thing. Talk about a few other things in a second. Maybe a couple more things on that as well. First, I'll tell you about G&M Pharmacy and Tyson Drugs. G&M 662-236-2222. It's on South Lamar in Oxford, Tyson Drugs on the Square in Holly Springs. They deliver locally in the Oxford area, and they offer MedSync. Fill your prescriptions the same day each month and take care of you. One trip to the pharmacy, one delivery, and you have what you need there with G&M. They also offer Right Way Meds. They individually package your medication for those who need that extra step. So again, 662-236-2222.
We're also brought to you by Pinpoint Commercial Real Estate. They're based out of Jackson, Mississippi. They service the whole state in all commercial asset classes, such as retail, office, industrial, and land. This week's property spotlight is Paragon Center in Ridgeland. It's comprised of 150,000 square feet of Class A office space located on Highland Colony Parkway. It's experiencing substantial commercial growth. It's located alongside some of the most affluent neighborhoods in Mississippi. So if you'd like to learn more about this opportunity to house your professional office, give Sam Cox and B.B. Mitchell a call, 601-586-3220. With Christmas now just, 3 weeks away, it's officially time to start planning for holiday gifting, and our friends at Blue Delta have the perfect gift for the season. Blue Delta has introduced their video gift cards. It's a gift card with the built-in video screen. It's easy. Simply head to BlueDeltaJeans.com, purchase a gift card, and Blue Delta will help you record a personalized message and upload that video card for you. Supply chain issues are going to be a problem this Christmas, but these video gift cards are a surefire way to make sure the gifts get delivered. The guys at Blue Delta sent me one of these. It's a great concept. It's a great presentation. It's the perfect gift for a single person or a group of employees. It's BlueDeltaJeans.com to purchase, or shoot the guys at Blue Delta a DM on social media, and they'll get you taken care of. Also brought to you by our friends at Lammons. Lammons Fine Jewelry, 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford, has been serving the Oxford area for almost 75 years. Engagement rings, wedding rings, fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, all sorts of Christmas kind of gifts. It's all there at Lammons. If you're coming in up for the weekend to do some shopping or whatnot, stop at Lammons. It's the gold standard in fine jewelry. LammonsFineJewelry.com or call them at 662-234-2777. We're going through that maddening weather cycle right now where it's cold one day, warm the next, cold one day, warm the next. You might be using your heater, then you're using your air. You want to make sure that both are ready to roll no matter what. And you can take care of that by calling the people at Comer Heating and Air and Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. Different names, same great products and services. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, call Comer 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or the surrounding area, call 662-429-4429. College Corner is your one-stop Rebel shop. Two locations in the Jackson area in Ridgeland. The College Corner is next to Fleet Feet in Flowood. It's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, it's okay. Go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Whether you are tailgating in Oxford or homegating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day with the largest selection of Rebel gear in Central Mississippi. It's one thing to play around with a little bit of money on E-Trade or whatever. It's another thing to play around with your retirement. You want to make sure a professional's doing that. We recommend Pinnacle. It's mypinwealth.com, mypinwealth.com. They're based in Madison, Mississippi. They've got clients in more than 20 states, advisors in multiple states. They provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses at much and much more. Again, it's mypinwealth.com.
Podcast also brought to you by Johnston Hill Creamery. That's johnstonhillcreamery.com. Several different holiday boxes available. You can get those now. They have an artisanal cheese box. It has several different types of local in-house homemade cheese. All of those include are featuring brown dairy dairy farm milk and plenty more there. They've got the charcuterie box. They've got a dessert box that includes shortbread, holiday cookies, cherry cheesecake canned pies, cannolis, holiday chocolates, chocolate dip candy oranges. They have a kids box as well. So just to see what all they have available there. Again, handmade every single day, homemade every single day. JohnstonHillCreamery.com, White Oak Lane, right off Molly Bar in Oxford. Again, you can order now. Cheese at JohnstonHillCreamery.com or 662-419-9201.
So Jeff Lebby to OU's official, right?
It is official.
Is that right?
I mean, has somebody actually put it out like in an official capacity? I mean, we all know it's true.
I don't know. This morning, Carson got up and he comes down. And I don't talk to him in the mornings. I leave him alone. And
he's not much of a morning person.
Not at all. He was he had soccer last night. He had a JV game. He played the whole game, and he had his first significant varsity minutes as a Oxford Charger last night. So that was kind of cool. He was pretty pumped. I think it took him a little while to kind of come down and go to sleep. So anyway, he was looking at his phone. He said, "So Lebby's going to Oklahoma?" And I don't know what social media he's on. He's not on Twitter, so he must have seen it on Instagram or something.
Okay.
I said, yeah. That was like the extent of the conversation. But I figured by him telling me that it must be out officially.
I mean, it appears to be the worst kept secret in America. If it's not, I mean, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I'm not under any guise of it's up for grabs.
I wasn't going to engage him and say, "Where are you seeing that? What is your sourcing?" I just left it alone. Figured that it must be out. Carson refers to both Arkansas and Ole Miss, by the way, as "we," which is kind of funny to me.
Oh,
I don't.
Okay,
I don't ever call him out. Obviously, most of his friends at school are Ole Miss kids, if you will.
Yeah, sure.
No, he's got Arkansas ties in his house, so.
No, I get that. That it could confuse people, but I understand.
Yeah, it's confusing to me. I just leave it alone.
As we said yesterday, I have no idea at the speed at which Lane will move here. There's not really a huge rush, especially if Dylan Gabriel is your quarterback. And I'm not saying he is, but it sounds like Ole Miss can still sign.
You think that's close to done?
I've heard nothing as far as where else Dylan Gabriel is looking or that Lebby is an impediment to hinder that at this point. If anything, I think Lebby has helped grease Gabriel to Ole Miss.
Yeah, look.
I mean, look, Gabriel could commit to Tennessee today, for all I know. But, yes, I've not heard any scuttlebutt negatively toward Jeff, that at all.
Jeff Lebby, let's be clear here about a couple of things.
Okay.
Because sure. I sometimes I feel like this needs to just get said and just be keeping it real. The people that are angry at Jeff Lebby for leaving, you're not thinking. You're just not thinking at all. He gets an opportunity to go back to his alma mater. He gets to go to a place where if they are successful, and I'm going to gamble that Jeff thinks he will be successful no matter where he goes offensively.
Every coach in the free world.
But his offense has always worked.
Yeah.
He will get 100% of the credit. Does credit matter? I don't know. You tell me. Do you want to work your ass off and somebody else get the credit? I don't. I mean, I don't want to.
And now he gets the credit in the industry. I do think there's a misconception here on multiple different levels.
But if you're Jeff, you can't help but go, hey, you know what? ULL kicked the tires, but they really didn't come to the lot. Louisiana Tech called, but there was no money there. I didn't get a sniff from one of these other jobs. Not that I expected to, but I didn't. Maybe I need to make sure that I'm not losing some of the credit in the industry. You know, Josh Heupel got the Tennessee gig. Lane Kiffin just got $7.5 million a year. Maybe you start thinking, hey, I need to take care of me. But to finish my point is, Jeff knows the score.
100%.
He knows the score. And he knows that if, and again, capital I, capital F, underlined, italicized, bolded, maybe even put a new font on it where the if sticks out or anybody loses their mind. If Lane Kiffin were to leave in the next year or two to go to wherever, NFL, you mentioned UCLA, whatever the case may be, I don't know, whatever. Jeff wants to make sure that he leaves in such a way that he would be on the very short list to replace Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. And if he goes to Oklahoma and turns that offense into a juggernaut, people here are going to notice. And he appears to be doing everything possible to leave,
go out as good as possible.
To leave the bridge behind him in the most pristine shape possible.
Yeah, I mean, I've told barring Oklahoma just absolutely prohibiting it, he is willing to coach the bowl game, to come back, do that, and to essentially assist in any way with his replacement that is necessary.
Well, I mean, I was told yesterday from a number of people that Lane Kiffin asked Jeff Lebby to coach the bowl game. And look, I don't think we say this enough, and we've both said it a lot. They really like Matt Corral, the human being.
Mm-hmm.
Both Lane Kiffin and Jeff Lebby are going to be super excited for Matt.
When his name's called in April.
Yes. Probably to the point that Lane talked about maybe getting almost emotional watching Matt like do the band thingy after the Egg Bowl.
His quote on Matt the other day was the most emotional or sentimental quote I've ever heard from Lane Kiffin, ever.
Yeah, and Jeff loves him. I mean, you know, so they want him to go out on a good note. I think the 11-win thing means something. Finishing the job. I saw John Sumrall say this about Kentucky. You know, he's the Troy coach, and he's going to go back and coach the bowl game. And someone asked him why, and he said, because it means something to me. Those kids matter to me. Finishing the job matters to me. Getting 10 wins and a season at Kentucky matters to me.
Yeah, I mean, they play an extra game, but Ole Miss has never won 11 games in a season.
I mean, and by the way, we have not talked about this much as we talk about who might one day replace Lane Kiffin if he were to leave.
Okay.
John Sumrall getting the Troy job is a significant thing.
It is.
Just say that. John getting the Troy job is a significant thing. If you could buy stock in young coaches, today would be a good day to buy John Summerall stock.
John,
I'll be shocked if he doesn't win big.
My hunch is that I don't know what time period you want to put on this. Well, let's just say at some point in his coaching career, John Summerall will be the head coach at Kentucky or Ole Miss.
Okay. I would, if you made me.
His family loves Oxford.
If you made me bet for or against that, I would bet for it.
Yeah. And then I think if he wins, he is the prohibitive favorite to replace Mark Stoops at Kentucky, whenever that is. I mean, we don't know when that is. Stoops seems pretty happy. There's a lot of elements there. But I think there's a world where he wins and ends up coming to Ole Miss at some point after somebody, or he definitely, if he wins, has a damn good chance of replacing Stoops at Kentucky.
Absolutely. And that's kind of to my Lebby point, right? You try to leave a place, especially if you think you ever want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
You try to leave in such a way that you could go back. John's doing that. He did that at Ole Miss. He's doing that at Kentucky, and you're seeing Jeff do the same thing. And frankly, for Ole Miss, from a long-term standpoint, these are good developments.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
these are good developments.
You kept your coach, and you have two very viable potential replacements down the line who are doing something to elevate their status to get there to that spot. Different ways, but
yeah.
Same kind of thing. And yes, John Summerall's first game is in Oxford in September.
Yeah.
Troy opens against Ole Miss.
So if Troy loses, he's out.
Or if he wins, he just gets to cross the sidelines right there. It's a loser leave town match, actually, is what it is. Yeah. They're going to do it that way. That's the way that's
going to
work. Yeah.
No, and I was really happy for John. I mean, everybody who ever has ever known him was super happy for him.
Yeah, I mean, it was. He has made – this is – I mean, what's kind of the point? I mean, you know, I'm not saying they're on different levels or whatever because, I mean, Levy's obviously been a coordinator and some roles, whatever, and whatever. Yeah. But John did the right things. He was – came to Ole Miss, showed his mettle as a recruiter, as some different things, mm-hmm. ran some different things, even on some teams that weren't very good, got to Kentucky, got to be a coordinator, got to run a unit, got to do some different things, and elevate that into the Troy job. I mean, there's been a real clear progression for Summerall as he's moved through this. Yeah, just
he left, super dude. He left Troy in a way that made it where they wanted him back. I mean, he's been on their radar for a couple of years. Because he was on Neil Brown's staff there.
I believe that's correct.
Who did Troy hire to replace Brown?
Who'd they just fire, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was their mistake. There was talk at the time of promoting John then.
And he probably needed – I mean, I think if you could get him Chip Lindsey.
That didn't work.
It did not appear to work. He went 5-7, 5-6, 5-6 in three seasons.
It's not good.
I mean, it's not terrible, but not good. Sun Belt 3-5, 3-4, 3-4. As average as humanly
possible. Troy should do better than that in the Sun Belt.
What's their ceiling, though? They're going to get hurt a little by South Owl being better.
For sure.
They've gotten popped by Louisiana schools being better.
And if Will Lafayette gets it going at Southern Miss, they're in trouble.
Summerall at Troy is a problem for Will.
Yes.
Will has got a really tough road right now because of the things going on around him geographically in recruiting.
Yeah.
Kane at South Owl, Summerall at Troy, the Louisiana schools doing what they're doing in different ways. Especially if La Tech had any traction at all. And I don't know if they will, but
Tech's problem is that they didn't get the conference thing right. If Tech would have just swallowed their ego and jumped into the Sun Belt, they would be a very good Sun Belt team. Because unlike a lot of those places, Ruston's a college town.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to think how I'd kind of rate that group, but I don't know. It doesn't really, it does not really, really matter. Trying to
I feel like you've got some big thought coming.
No. I was a couple different ways I could have gone.
You're
and
trying
I was
to not, determine how to articulate this.
No. I was actually going the other way. I had a bunch of like almost like filler stuff. I was like, all right, I need something for a second. And which way am I going in the middle of this? As we move forward. I was more thinking portal recruiting. Like I had like 87 thoughts in my head, and I couldn't make one come to the forefront. Do you anticipate Ole Miss to take a high school quarterback is actually where I was going with this. Because they have to get a transfer. They're going to add a transfer. Do they try to add more depth somewhere else? Does that even matter anymore?
Oh, it's interesting. Okay, so the news, and I put it on the board, so I'll tease it. The kid that was committed from Texas, the four-star kid who was committed, Nick Evers.
That's correct, yes.
He was committed to Florida.
He's from Texas, though.
Yeah, Flower Mound, Texas.
Yes.
You impressed?
That's a really good Texas town name.
Yeah.
Flower Mound.
You wonder if there are like a lot of flowers there. Yeah. Or if it's just flat. Mm-hmm. He was committed to Dan Mullen and that staff. Billy Napier, of course, is the new head coach at Florida. And I guess the initial conversation did not go well. He's in the portal. Ole Miss is going in to see him this morning. I don't know whether that is due diligence or whether that is something to keep an eye on. My guess is that they would love to sign, obviously, a transfer who can come in and play, and that they would love to sign a freshman quarterback. But to your second part of your question, does it matter? Not really.
Freshman quarterbacks are either going to play immediately and be superstars, or they're going to transfer more than any other position.
Yeah.
I mean, because Dylan Gabriel, look, is probably not staying three seasons if he signs with Ole Miss. He has three seasons of eligibility remaining.
Yeah, odds are not.
No, good. I know.
Because he's 1 year away from being pro eligible.
Yeah, sure. My guess is 1 to 2, and I mean that would it may be one, frankly. But yeah. Ole Miss would like it to be one because they'd like him to come out early because he was a top five quarterback.
Yeah, I think everybody involved would love for Dylan Gabriel to come be an all-SEC quarterback.
But if you told me he stayed two and was a really good college quarterback, I would buy it. He's 5'11". He's got some he's got measurables that don't add up to Matt's. I mean,
yeah.
He's the epitome of the really good college quarterback.
But you need more quarterbacks. I mean, you've got to have
– I think it's due diligence. It also is a little bit of – Florida got him. They've got all kind of crap going on there. Who knows what's going on, what the deal is. You know, Auburn was in on him for a while, but Bobo's out. You know what I mean? There's enough flux going on to potentially create some openings for somebody. I think that plays a role in it. So we'll see.
You know, people keep talking about Arch Manning. If you told me that Arch Manning took a more conservative approach in college, took at least kind of a half season to develop, I would totally buy it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know that he...
I mean, you're talking about Eli that redshirted and didn't play his freshman season.
Yeah, I don't... From what I've seen of Arch Manning, I mean, I think the ceiling is super high. But I think he might need a development year. Physically. To get bigger, stronger, all that stuff? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I mean, he's just a high school junior right now. Ole Miss offered a high school freshman yesterday, by the way. I'm sending you to New Jersey later.
You've really enjoyed putting those up the last few days.
I would like for you to dive in on that kid. Let's find out.
Well, there was one a couple days ago. It was 2026.
He's younger than Carson. So how's that story coming along? Have you worked on
in-depth profile?
I just want to know where the recruiting stands right now today.
That kid was in eighth grade.
Yes. How did his orthodontist visit go? Did it go well?
The frustrating part of that is that the official offer is 4 years away. 4 years.
You're not answering the question. How did the visit go to the dentist? Did it go okay?
He's going to Rutgers.
Okay.
Yes.
Is he going to get the braces off before high school?
It appears so.
Oh, good.
Different mouth guard needed.
Oh, they did change the mouth guard?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he using his rubber bands properly?
Yeah.
I think it's important to get on those things.
Max Johnson, Florida State. Is that right?
Is that right?
That's what it sounds like is the favorite is Norvell at FSU.
I asked somebody yesterday whether Ole Miss would kick the tires on it. I got no answer. So
assuming that's a no.
I took that as a no.
Also, why did the Pitt OC resign yesterday?
I don't know.
Whipple just walked out.
Maybe he's got another gig lined up.
Might have said, you know what, Kenny Pickett's done. I'm done. I can't replicate that again. I'm out. I'll go somewhere else. Yeah. I lucked into and mentored Kenny Pickett. That's it. We're peacing out at this point. So,
Memphis Rebel. I don't think it would. Yes, it would become personal, of course, and get recruited by Ole Miss or anyone else. But I don't like his chances unless he goes the route of the Penn swimmer.
Yeah.
At which point we'd have issues.
Podcast brought to you in part by Northeast Spark, NESPARC. Service people across rural communities. Two packages, Ignite for 100 Mbps or the Blaze, the one gig that powers the Clark Ford studio. Your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband. That's NESPark.com. 662-238-3159. Phone services available, parental controls, network security, and much more. So call the office for details. Get the best internet around. Again, 662-238-3159.
Podcast also brought to you by John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. John's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners. Allows him to supply his clients with added values, unique benefits, simply not available to other travelers. Here's the deal. We talked about places in Europe that are more open than others, places in the Caribbean that are far more open than others. That's kind of everywhere right now, and you want to make sure that before you take a trip, certainly a trip that you're putting money into, that you're investing into, that you want to be memorable, you want to make sure that you know exactly what you're walking into for when you arrive, for when you depart. John knows all of that. He can help take care of you, take all of that off your plate. 901-494-3387 or jedwards@regencytravel.net. Also brought to you by OPA, Oxford's newest restaurant on the historic square. They feature Euros, wraps, kebabs, fresh redfish, lamb chops, and more. Handcrafted cocktails, frozen libation, and an amazing candlelit patio. 306 South Lamar, just south of the Square Courthouse in Oxford. Also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete assortment of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles, great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. I'll have a mailbag up later today. It might be much later today. I'm kind of behind on it. It's brought to you by Whitney McNutt, Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. Whitney sells condos, land, commercial, and residential family homes. You can reach her at 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. We're also brought to you by Service Specialist, with offices in Ridgeland, Canton, Jackson, and Oxford. Service Specialist has been connecting candidates and employers since 1967 as the oldest staffing company in Mississippi. Whether you are a young person looking for a first job, whether you're someone in another state looking to relocate to Mississippi but needing to keep things quiet, or whether you are a prospective employer looking for strong candidates who might not want their resume out there publicly, Service Specialist can help you in all of those regards. 662-832-5138 or servicespecialistltd.com. And we're brought to you by Alpha Specialties, 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. It's your trailer-specific professional. If you want to haul it, they can call it at Alpha. It's the premium trailer dealership in Mississippi. They've got trailers. They can repair trailers. They can be parts and wheels for trailers. Everything. They can take care of it. If it's trailer related, they're the place to go. 601-932-9798 or alphaofms.com. My weekly visit with Chance Campbell is up on rebelgrove.com, also at MPW Digital's. I thought it was one of our entertaining conversations. It's available for you. He talks about his future. He talks about the Egg Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, about kind of how cool it is that his dad played in the Sugar Bowl when he was playing at Penn State. So all of that's there at MPW Digital. It's brought to you by The Rogue. It's your destination for fine men's clothing. Their stylist hand-select pieces from top designers. From work to lifestyle to nightlife, there's the perfect something for everyone at The Rogue. All the best items from Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Halsey, True Grit, and more. At 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or therogue.com. And don't just accept what you see, but imagine something new. Step forward and chase after a better version of yourself Every day, Corinth Dental is helping people reinvent themselves one smile at a time. Dr. Bubba McQueen, Dr. Jenny Beth Hendrick are devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative state-of-the-art procedures, including Invisalign. These clear aligners are the virtually invisible way to improve your smile. Call Corinth Dental today for a no-cost digital scan of your teeth and let them show you the way to a straighter, healthier smile. 12 months, no interest, no down payment financing available at CorinthDental.com.
Which Penn State Sugar Bowl team was he on?
I don't know. It was 40 years ago. I need to call and find out.
Okay. Let's.
That was on my list of things to maybe dig into a little bit.
In 79, they played Alabama. In 83, they played Georgia.
So one of those two.
One of those two. They lost 14-7 to Alabama. They won 27-23 against Georgia.
I watched both of those games.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. When you're a kid growing up in Louisiana, the Sugar Bowl's a big deal. You watch the Sugar Bowl. It has meaning.
What do you think Dan's going to do?
Dan
Mullen.
Oh, I think he'll do TV for a year. He did some TV the other day and was really good. He was really good. Now, I mean, let's give credit where credit's due. People can hate him. He comes across very good on TV.
And Twitter pointed this out. My favorite thing was they showed how to attack Georgia's defense with Dan Mullen doing it, showing Tennessee.
Yeah.
They showed Tennessee attacking the Georgia defense with Mullen doing it.
Florida damn sure didn't attack it.
No.
And had they, he'd still be there.
Yeah. Seriously, what do coaches with other gear do when they take another job? They give it away.
They give it to friends.
They give tons of gear away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The petty ones will sell it. I've seen people have garage sales, like sell it in their front yard, and that's usually pissed off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people just give it away.
Yeah. Because, like, I'll be honest. Like, I'm kind of joking, but it went through my head to have a little less, if I had just a little less shame and Ross was one jacket size difference when Bjork left, I went, hey, you know, that Blazer collection's pretty good. Like, what are we doing there? You don't need Navy.
Avery's made it very clear that she wants Jeff's Score From Far hoodie.
Nobody's selling the Score From Far hoodies?
You're asking the wrong person. Yeah, man. I think Jeff's hoodie's at least a double X, right?
I mean, sure. Yeah.
Well, I'm not picking. He's just a big guy.
Jamal Adams out for the season. I really always liked that guy. He tore a labrum.
Where's he? The Jets?
Seahawks. Yeah, that is correct. Just seeing that. Former UN Saints player Glenn Foster dies following arrest and fight involving police. Died in police custody. 31-year-old former Saints player. Scanning the news. He was in Northport, Alabama at the time.
It's basically Tuscaloosa.
That's correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a suburb of Tuscaloosa. Or however you want to call it. That's true. You know, Mullen was good. I mean, it's kind of thought I had there. He was very good.
I would do TV for a year if I were him.
Take the breath. Decompress.
Well, you know.
Let it kind of settle.
I had this conversation with Andy Kennedy a couple times. See, I think at first he wanted to get right back into it. And then I think he took that breath and did the TV. And the other thing that the TV did, and for him, it was calling games. You know, like he would go to a Calipari practice.
Got the itch back.
Yeah, he texted me once. He was in Fayetteville, and he was like, hey, is your daughter coming to the game or whatever? And I was like, what are you doing? He was like, he was at Musselman's practice. You know, those styles aren't similar, but if you get a chance to just sit and watch, you pick up some new things. Maybe you see some things that you did differently. You obviously know what you did that worked, what you didn't do, what you did that didn't work. Maybe some things that you haven't done that you see other people who are having success do. And I think if you're smart, and I do think Dan Mullen's a very smart guy, in fairness, You know, I think you pick up some things. You get a chance to pick some people's brains. And if you're not coaching that year, they'll let you in. You know, you can go to Tuscaloosa or Auburn or wherever the case may be and sit in on an offense meeting. Get a chance to kind of go to a practice for two or three days. Pick some brains. Expand your network. And I think, you know, just recharge your battery a little bit. And usually those kind of guys, smart guys that are still have some fuel in the tank, when they get that next opportunity, they usually kind of come out swinging. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Dan very successful someplace in a couple of years. He also was getting ornery. He's got to calm some of that down. But you coached in this league for how long was he at State? 9 years?
2009.
Yeah, so oh, you go right from there to Florida, and he was at Florida
in
for...
the SEC now for 13, whatever that is.
That's a long time, man, to coach in this league, day in and day out. Not everybody's Nick Saban. I mean, it's a grinder. So I think he'll be fine. I would recommend him take a year off. Go see some NFL camps. He's got players that played in the NFL. Go sit in on some offensive meetings in NFL training camp. They'll let him do that. Coaches are like that. I think that just get a chance to see different things. And then over the course of the season, there's games are going to be played and people are going to lose. Jobs will absolutely open. The carousel will turn again next late November. And you, at that point, decide whether you want to...
Whatever that next gig is for him, I don't know.
Whether you see one of the ponies that you want to ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's probably not getting some elite thing, but, I mean, somebody will hire Dan Mullen.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean...
They can hire him back when they get the leech.
Well, I mean, there would be people there who would be for it.
Oh. And a lot that would.
Yeah, I mean... You typically can't ever go back.
Yeah. Oklahoma State lost their really good defensive coordinator to Ohio State. It's going to be the Buckeyes, D.C. there. Cristobal has arrived in Miami. Speaking of the Broyles Award, the guy at Michigan, Gaddis, won it.
Yeah, he's a hot name. Keep an eye on him for the near future.
And then Jeff Tedford headed back to Fresno State as the head coach.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they are. They're doing that. So, anyway. All right.
I'm glad I didn't go too hard with the Trent Dilfer thing.
Yeah, it didn't go very far. Yeah, it was over pretty quickly there. They think they had a guy in mind. Let's just say that. Anyway. All right. Got some. Probably got a little recruiting coming to you here soon. I need a couple more calls on that. So check that thread throughout the day. We'll bring more to you. Got a little football up this morning. Neil will have a mailbag at some point as well. And we'll be back with you in the morning. So I hope all of you have a wonderful day. Thanks for everybody tuning in, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.